Hello, welcome to your daily briefing, August the 9th, 2020. Let us pray. We thank you, Heavenly Father, that you have brought us to this day, that we can continue our study of your word. We're grateful for all that you've taught us in the past, and we look forward today to what you have for us. We ask that you would continue to guide us in the path of righteousness, that our lives might reflect you in every detail. In Jesus' name we pray, amen. I'd like to share an article with you from the Open Democracy website. The article was published on March the 27th, 2019. But before I do that, I'd like to read for you two well-known verses of Scripture found in Revelation chapter 13, verses 11 and 12. And I beheld another beast coming up out of the earth, and he had two horns like a lamb, and he spake as a dragon. And he exercised all the power of the first beast before him, and causes the earth and them which dwell therein to worship the first beast, whose deadly wound was healed. Now the article is found in the Open Democracy website, and as I said before, it was published on March the 27th, 2019. The writer of the article is Claire Provost, P-R-O-V-O-S-T. And the title of the article is Trump-linked U.S. Christian fundamentalists pour millions of dark money into Europe, boosting the right. Now let me give you that title again. Trump-linked U.S. Christian fundamentalists pour millions of dark money into Europe, boosting the far right. Here's the article. U.S. Christian right fundamentalists linked to the Trump administration and Steve Bannon are among a dozen American groups that have poured at least $50 million of dark money into Europe over the last decade. Open Democracy can reveal today. Now notice, let me pause to say that they said over the last decade, which means it didn't really begin with Trump, okay? Continuing. Between them, these groups have backed armies of ultra-conservative lawyers and political activists, as well as family values campaigns against LGBT rights, sex education, and abortion. And a number appeared to have increasing links with Europe's far right. They're spending money on a scale not previously imagined, according to lawmakers and human rights advocates, who have called our findings shocking. Reacting to Open Democracy's findings, a cross-party group of sure of those 40 MEPs have called on the European Union's transparency people to look into the influence of U.S. Christian fundamentalists. Now let me repeat that. I didn't get it straight, so let me read it again so that I can make sure that you've gotten it straight. They are spending money on a scale not previously imagined, according to lawmakers and human rights advocates who have called their findings shocking. Reacting to Open Democracy findings, a cross-party group called on the European Union transparency czar, Franz Timmermans, to look into the influence of the U.S. Christian fundamentalists with the greatest urgency ahead of May's European Parliament elections. So in other words, what the article is saying is that the United States of America, the far-right evangelicals, are sending a ton of money into Europe to increase the number of ultra-conservatives in that part of the world. Now, of course, remember what we just read in Revelation chapter 13 and verse 12, and he exercises all the power of the first beast before him and causes the earth and them which dwell therein to worship the first beast. And of course, Revelation chapter 13 and verse 12 is talking about the United States of America. Now, usually when we read this text, we think only of the government doing these things, not realizing, of course, that the far-right evangelicals are having a global influence. They're not only influencing Europe, but as I've shared with you in past articles, They are also influencing people in Russia and in Ukraine. Continuing the article, it says this. Among the biggest spenders in a group whose chief counsel is also Donald Trump's personal lawyer, Jay Sekulow, another organization has collaborated with a controversial Rome-based institute backed by Steve Bannon. And a number of groups are connected to the World Congress of Families, a network of ultra-conservative activists, which has links to far-right politicians and movements in several European countries, including Italy, Hungary, Poland, Spain, and Serbia. None of these American groups discloses who its donors are, though at least two have links to famous conservative billionaires, such as the Koch brothers, who have bankrolled the Tea Party movement, and the family of Trump's education secretary, Betsy DeVos. Nobody should be any doubt as to the insidious nature of these fundamentalist groups. The increasing ties between some of these U.S. Christian conservative groups and the European far right will be on display this weekend at a summit of the World Congress of Families in Verona, Italy. Now remember, the article is being written back in 2019, so that meeting has already taken place. Continuing. Right-wing politicians and their supporters from across the continent are expected to attend, including the Italian Deputy Prime Minister, Matteo Salvini, who has described the WCF as a showcase for Europe that we like. In a letter copied to the presidents of the European Council, European Commission and European Parliament, the cross-party group of MEPs has demanded action to protect European democracy against nefarious outside influences. Scottish National Party NEP Elin Smith, who sits on the European Parliamentary Foreign Affairs Committee and signed the letter, today said, "This investigation by Open Democracy is extremely timely and shines a light on a major challenge facing democracy in Europe." Now let me pause there again to say that there are some people in these nations who don't like what the far-right evangelicals are doing, influencing what is happening in Europe. They're sending a lot of money and a lot of lawyers and a lot of people to turn the rest of Europe and, of course, the rest of the world, as Revelation chapter 12 and verse 13 says, they want to cause, that means to force the world, to turn them into a Christian nation, a Christian world. And, of course, the question would be, what kind of Christianity are you talking about? Well, Revelation chapter 13 and verse 12 says that they are going to be forced into worshiping the first beast, which is the papacy. Continuing the article, it says, "Our findings are highly alarming, and nobody should be in any doubt as to the insidious nature of these fundamentalist groups," he continued. "No group of any kind should be able to use dark money to distort debate and to subvert democracy in Europe, least of all groups such as these whose cause are deeply regressive. In the first analysis of its kind, Open Democracy has examined a decade of U.S. Christian organizations' financial accounts and found that several of them appear to have significantly increased their spending in Europe over the past 5 years. Our findings come as far-right parties aim for big wins in the upcoming European Parliament elections in May and show how large amounts of foreign money have supported the spread of their traditional values messages. Open Democracy has reviewed hundreds of pages of financial filings for a dozen religious conservative groups that are registered in the U.S. as tax-exempt nonprofit organizations and thus are required to disclose some information about their foreign spending. Some of these groups have been previously accused of supporting campaigns to criminalize homosexuality in Africa, draconian anti-abortion laws in Latin America, and controversial products to encourage gay people in the U.S. to leave homosexuality. But the extent of their European activity has, until now, received little scrutiny. Our investigations reveal that some of these groups have, one, sent teams of lobbyists to Brussels to influence EU officials, two, challenged laws against discrimination and hate speech in European courts, three, supported campaigns against LGBT rights in Czechoslovakia and Romania, four, funded a network of grassroots anti-abortion campaigns in Italy and Spain, and five, deployed ambulance chasing evangelists after tragedies such as the Genfeld Tower fire and in the wake of terrorist attacks. Five of the conservative groups have previously been listed as partners of the World Congress of Families, which is meeting in Verona this week. It's not just European politicians who are concerned about them. These groups are controversial in America too. The WCF itself has been described as an anti-LGBT hate group by the Southern Poverty Law Center, which monitors extremist movements and tracks this network's increased connection with the far right. The Southern Poverty Law Center explains that viewing homosexuality as unbiblical or simply opposing same-sex marriage is not enough to be categorized as a hate group. Groups on this list go farther, claiming that homosexuality is dangerous, linked to pedophilia, and should be criminalized, disseminating disparaging facts about LGBT people that are simply untrue. This is, says Southern Poverty Law Center, no different to how white supremacists and nativist extremists propagate lies about black people and immigrants to make these communities seem like a danger to society. Joseph Gabrowski, a WCF spokesman, told Open Democracy, "We dispute entirely the premise of the hate group designation. It's an unfortunate slight for the countless Americans and the people around the world who hold the same views as we do on marriage, the nature of family, and the right to life that are part of the fabric of Christianity and also other traditional points of view. The WCF is a project of the International Organization of the Family and the Illinois-based Howard Center for Family, Religion, and Society, whose directors include an ultra-conservative Spanish activist linked to the leader of the far-right Vox Party." Now let me pause again to let you know what these people are doing here. They're moving in a serious direction. And of course, they're encountering some sort of opposition, but the opposition is not slowing them down. They're moving in this direction against Europe and against the rest of the world, as we have been foretold in Revelation chapter 13 and verse 12, where they will cause the entire world to worship the first beast. Now, of course, they're using homosexuality and abortion as a means of bringing all of these groups together. And there are many groups that will agree with their agenda where that is concerned. What some of those groups don't realize is that that's just the introduction to what they have in mind. They want to restore that combination between Protestantism and Catholicism. And they want to place the Vatican back in control of the entire world. And then set sail in their war against those who keep the commandments of God and have the faith of Jesus. Continuing the article, it says this: over the last decade, the WCF has hosted at least 7 major meetings in Europe, attended by hundreds of religious right activists and a growing list of far-right politicians. In 2017, meeting in Budapest was opened by Hungarian Prime Minister Viktor Orbán. Among the conveners of this week's event in Verona is an Italian anti-abortion group linked to the neo-fascist Ferosa Nivona party, whose leader is also expected to attend the meeting. Two of Trump's linked American groups examined by Open Democracy are Christian right legal powerhouses: Alliance Defending Freedom and the American Center for Law and Justice are the names of these two organizations. Together, they have spent more than $20 million in Europe since 2008. The ADF supported a 2016 law in Belize, making gay sex punishable with 10 years in jail. They don't disclose their funders, but U.S. journalists have previously traced at least $1 million in grants to ADF from a foundation controlled by the billionaire family of Betsy DeVos, Trump's education secretary, and Eric Prince, founder of the Blackwater mercenary firm. ADF was co-founder of Alan Sears, a U.S. Christian right leader who co-authored a book against the homosexual agenda. It is increasingly active internationally, including in Latin America. It supported a 2016 law in Belize, making gay sex, as I said before, punishable with 10 years in jail. This group tripled its annual spending in Europe between 2012 and 2016 to more than $2.6 million a year. It now has offices in Belgium, France, Austria, Switzerland, and the UK, and spends hundreds of thousands of euros lobbying EU officials, according to separate transparency data. Among the European projects, the group has supported the defense of notorious German activists who compared abortion to the Holocaust and accused specific doctors of murder. This year, the ADF International also co-hosted an event with the French group La Minef Pour, which has been previously linked to the far-right party called Front National. Ahead of the last European Parliament elections in 2014, that organization launched a Europe for Family campaign, which got 230 French candidates to sign a pledge opposing marriage equality, trans rights, and sex education. Speaking to Open Democracy, a spokesperson for ADF said they are exclusively privately funded by people from all over the world who care about human rights, and that its activities include advocating for freedom of speech in Europe. Well, that gives you a bit of an understanding of where this group is headed. And of course, they're moving in quite a direction here. They're not only moving to turn the United States of America into a Christian nation, but based on the article, they're spending a lot of money trying to turn Europe into the same kind of place. As a matter of fact, let me just read a couple more paragraphs for you from the same article. Says this, coming to the end of the article: the Billy Graham Evangelistic Association is another major spender. It is led by the famous U.S. evangelical preacher, son, Franklin Graham, who said Satan is the architect of same-sex marriage and described Islam as evil and very wicked religion. Franklin Graham, who was a supporter of Trump as someone who defends the faith, was in Russia earlier this month meeting Kremlin officials who are under U.S. sanctions on a trip that he said was personally signed off by Vice President Michael Pence. In 2018, his group organized festivals in England and Scotland amid protests from Muslim and LGBT rights. It also supports rapid response chaplains that target crises and have been accused in the U.S. of chasing ambulances and exploiting tragedy. Its filings disclose more than $23 million spent in Europe through two different U.S. entities between 2008 and 2014, making it the largest spender in this region of the American groups analyzed by Open Democracy. I would suggest that you read this article for yourself, because I'm just reading some of it, but there's a lot more that you can take a look at here. And what are they doing? They're fulfilling Revelation chapter 13 and verse 12, which describes the United States of America as exercising all the power of the first beast before him and causing the earth and them which dwell therein to worship the first beast, whose deadly wound was healed. Now that's serious. Because as I said before, sometimes when you look at these things, and you read it, you think, oh, this is referring to the American government. You expect to hear that a law was passed doing this and doing that, not realizing that there are organizations in the United States of America that can already be pursuing all that has been said in Revelation chapter 13. As you see here clearly, is the case. Satan knows what the Bible says, and he knows what you and I are looking for. And he figures if he can find a way to do it without allowing us to know exactly what is happening, when it is happening, by the time we wake up, then it'll be too late. But it cannot be too late. For God in his kindness has warned us of all of the things that are coming to pass, and you and I need to be ready. So, my dear brother, my dear sister, let us be ready now. We thank you, Heavenly Father, that you continue to warn, that you continue to inform. We're grateful for all that you do and how you do it. And we ask that you would fill us with an understanding of your truth. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. This has been your daily briefing, August the 9th, 2020.